From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Writer Terry McMillan has become famous for her best-selling novels about Black American life. But as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, books on a certain aspect of Black life have her steaming.
When Terry McMillan's third novel, Waiting to Exhale, was published, it not only became a national bestseller, it gave many outside the Black community a look at something they hadn't seen before. Normal, middle-class Black life. For many readers, it was a revelation. The 1995 movie gained the book even more fans.
Is this your first time hanging out?
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but this is as good as it gets.
The success of Waiting to Exhale showed publishers the potential in a largely untapped market. But for the past decade or so, books aimed at Black readers have included a genre now referred to variously as ghetto or urban or street literature. None of it makes Terry McMillan happy.
The fact that they are glorifying things that happen in our communities that shouldn't be glorified. Being a pimp, being a hoe, you know, how much we can get away with is seen as something to be applauded almost.
Applauded at the cash register anyway. The genre has turned out to be very profitable. Like many publishing houses, Simon & Schuster has a new Black imprint. Is headed by former journalist Karen Hunter. Her imprint's first book was Pimpology by Pimp and Ken. Hunter's latest offering is a novel by McMillan's ex-husband. It's an unflattering alternate version of their divorce. In a private email, McMillan blasted Hunter's decision to publish it. That email ended up circulating on the web and has refreshed the whole debate about ghetto lit. In her email, McMillan chastised Hunter, who declined to speak to us for this story, and other ghetto lit publishers for elevating urban literature while allowing more practiced Black authors to languish, and for being complicit in exploiting Black women, both inside the books and on their covers.
The publisher almost insists that there be something sexual to look at, and it's always a Black woman. And it insults the hell out of me. Because it's almost as if our breasts and our behinds are for sale.
McMillan's objections reflect the opinions of many ghetto lit critics. They say much of it is poorly written, barely edited, and increasingly promoted at the expense of better books. But not everyone agrees. Troy Johnson edits the African American Literature Club, a popular website for Black books that often hosts lively discussions about the street lit genre. Johnson says when it comes to marketing their books, literary authors could learn something from their street counterparts.
We see a lot of complaining and hand-wringing over the lack of prominence of literary novels in bookstores. But at the same time, the street urban authors are aggressive marketers and they market in non-traditional means.
That hustle has benefits beyond individual sales. Susan McHenry is editorial director of Black Issues Book Review, the industry's Bible for Black publishing news. McHenry says skillful entrepreneurs and their books get noticed.
When folks are selling them on the street as independent authors and succeeding, they have identified themselves to the mainstream publishers as a sure thing.
Others agree. Calvin Reed has little patience for the outrage voiced against street lit. Reed is a senior news editor at Publishers Weekly. He acknowledges some non-Black readers of the genre may assume street lit is a window into Black life, but he isn't worried about being stereotyped.
It's hard for me to believe this category can blot out every representation of African American life any more than novels about, you know, Italian gangsters can blot out every other achievement of the Italian American community. It's just very difficult to take that seriously.
So, continuing that analogy, one mafia novel shouldn't eclipse the accomplishments of one Antonin Scalia. But what if there were hundreds of mafia novels? The sheer volume of street lit, with its message of crime and sexual depravity, is exactly what has McMillan's blood boiling. Calvin Reed likes that there's a diversity of opinion on the genre.
I think that the artist should produce, and readers should be able to buy what they want, and I do think that a healthy debate about all of it is good for all of us.
And there will probably continue to be plenty of that. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.